Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Temura Daf Hey, Temura 5. And today's Daf Yomi, our sugya is discussing a fundamental dispute between Abaye and Rava with respect to somebody who does an action that the Torah says not to do. So the sugya is discussing E Avid Lomahani. If you did this action when the Torah says not to do it, whether or not the action is actually effective. Does the action actually take effect? So that Abaye is of the opinion that the actual action, even though the Torah told you not to do it, takes effect. What you've done is done, and you get lashes for it, because if we're going to say that the action didn't actually take effect, then why would you get lashes for what you did? So obviously, we have to view the action as having taken effect. Whereas Rava says, no, the action itself doesn't take effect, but the reason why you get the lashes is only because of the fact that you are violating the command of Hashem, the command of the king. That we don't say that that in order for an action to take effect, it has to be something that was permitted from the Torah to do. And the only reason why you're getting the lashes here is not because the action actually took effect, but rather only because you're in violation of the commandment of Hashem. And the poskim say that the law is like Rava, that we don't view this action as actually having taken effect. It's just that you're in violation of the law of Hashem, and so that's why you get the lashes. In this context, the Gemara on the top of Hayam and Alv asks the following question on Rava. Rava says the action doesn't take effect. Well, what about the following circumstance? Ones shegire. So if the Torah tells us that if a person assaults a woman, we say under those circumstances that the man is required to remarry her under those circumstances and to be married to her his whole life. And he's never allowed to divorce her. So Im Yisrael, who let's say he has divorced her, and if he's a non-Kohen, Machzir v'ein Elokei, then he can return her, he can remarry her, and he won't get lashes, because if in violation of the verse that you're not allowed to divorce her. So ask the Gemara on Rava, v'i Amrinus, if you say like Rava, that anything that the Torah says that you're not allowed to do, kivin da'amar amemra d'rachman alaki, that since you're in violation of the words of the Torah, your lashes, so since you violated the commandment of the king, and so therefore you should get lashes, even though his action didn't take effect, even though in the end he's going to be married to her, he should be in violation for the act of divorcing her to begin with. Hanami Wilke. So here too he should get lashes for violating this commandment of Woyuchal Shocha and Melosi Elisha. So the Gemara says, Tiyufta de Rava. It seems to be a question on Rava, and it proves like Abaye that even though the actions don't take effect, that we're going to say that this is a proof for Abaye, who says that even though you're not allowed to do that action, the action takes effect. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava Shani Asam. Rava says, no, this case by an onus is different. There's a distinction between the cases. And the reason why you're not going to get violation for the lashes is because the Amar Kral, because the verse states with respect to an onus in Deuteronomy 22, verse 29, Lo Yuchal Shocha Kol Yamav. He's not allowed to send her away for his entire life. Meaning to say, Kol Yamav, and this is the way Rashi interprets it, Kol Yamav Ba'amod Va. There, all the days of his life, he's commanded to remarry her, even after he divorced her. And the Torah is only prohibiting him to divorce her. The Torah is actually commanding him to remarry her. And so therefore, the Torah is commanding that if he had divorced her, he's supposed to remarry her. And that's the prohibition. And so therefore, that's the positive command. So therefore, for divorcing her, he's not going to get lashes, because he really has not violated the prohibition. It's actually just a positive commandment to be married to her. That's Rashi's interpretation. Tosfos gives a different answer. Tosfos says, no, the reason why you don't get lashes for this, what the Gemara is saying, is because it's a lav hanita klase, because it's a prohibition which can be fixed by a positive commandment. And we have the principle that if it's a prohibition which can be fixed by a positive commandment, that you don't get lashes under those circumstances. So this is the position of our Gemara, that if any time we say Amod Vachzer, you don't get lashes for it. So the later authorities, they're going to be of the opinion that whatever we say in general, even though we rule like Rava, that you get lashes just for violating the commandment of the king, even though the actions don't take effect, the later authorities say that nevertheless, even though we say that the actions don't help, nevertheless, as long as the prohibition is remaining in effect, meaning to say, as even though Rava says that the actions are not effective. Unlike Abayi, who says they are effective as long, but even Rava would say as long as the action is continuing, as long as the prohibition is continuing, then we don't say this concept, i.e., Avid Lo Mahani, that if you did it, it doesn't take effect, because then we have an obligation to fix the prohibition because it's still ongoing. And so, as long as it's still ongoing, it's like this case of Amod Vachser. As long as it's still ongoing, then we're going to have a prohibition to fix it. And there are two major approaches amongst the commentaries to explain the logic behind Rava. The one approach is that wherever we say, even though we say that any time, even though Rava is going to say any time that if he does it, it's not effective, nevertheless, Rava would admit that we don't say, as long as it's still in existence, as long as the prohibition is still in existence, Rava will not say, Avid Lo Mahani. That's the first approach. But the Maharid adds to this a little bit extra. The Maharid adds that even if we say, Avid Lo Mahani, that even if we say that the principle of the Avid Lo Mahani will not fix the actions in the past, and there is not going to be sufficient to fix the prohibition from here on moving forward, since without this, the prohibition is not going to be continuing in its proper time. And so therefore we say that even if we say that prohibition can be fixed in the past, if we are going to say that we're going to make it so that it doesn't exist in the future, then we would still apply this principle of E Avid Lo Mahani. So there is a distinction and discussion amongst the Achronim whether or not we say that Rava would admit in a circumstance where either the prohibition is still in existence, or if we say that as long as the prohibition still exists, it will continue into the future.